This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The city of Denver says it's going to limit the Union Station bus concourse to paying customers in the next year in an effort to stop drug-related crimes. Denverite's Kyle Harris explains.
So far this year, Denver police officers have made more than 700 arrests at Union Station. A third were drug-related. Others were for trespassing, loitering, and some acts of violence. Hancock calls this approach to addressing the rise of fentanyl overdoses and other crime firm compassion. Opponents say if the mayor wants to combat drug use, shame and incarceration aren't the ways to do it. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Denver has received an overwhelming amount of requests for the opioid overdose reversing drug Narcan. Residents could get the drug and free fentanyl testing strips starting last fall, but access became more widely known last month. Rocky Mountain PBS reports the city health department received 4,500 requests since then and had only 380 kits to give out. The city ordered more than 4,000 kits from a distributor, but it's unknown when they will be available. Colorado-based Ball Corporation says it's no longer comfortable doing business in Russia. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The company plans to close its three aluminum can factories in Russia. Together, the plants produce about 4% of Ball's global can supply. The Broomfield-based company said in a statement that it would comply with all U.S. sanctions as it looks to sell off its Russian assets. Just 1 month in, the country's invasion of Ukraine has already driven out 4 million refugees and killed thousands of people. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny for the Front Range today. Denver and Colorado Springs with highs near 60 and about the same tomorrow. Then rain for the weekend. Grand Junction mostly cloudy with rain tonight and then sunny tomorrow. In Vail, increasing clouds and a high today of 44. This is CPR News and KRCC.